This is Brain Damage.
Oh no, my brains.
Look in the sky. It's a hemorrhage. It's a tumor. No, wait. You've got brain damage here on Radio Adelaide 101.5 FM. David M. Green.
Thank you, Matty B. Hi. Nick Godfrey and Nathan Charrett are also with us here in the studio. Okay, but it's right time. Right. Now, it's time for us to play. Play? No, this isn't a game. It's time to...
Commence?
What's a word other than play?
Start?
No, well, they're all good words.
Have fun with?
Touch? All right, I guess we're just going to have to use play. All right. It's time we play What's in Your Basement? However, due to our first two attempts at this game, firstly realizing none of us actually have basements in our homes, and secondly, after some retooling that allowed attics to be included for the first time in this segment, realizing only two of us actually have attics and there's nothing interesting in them, this evening for the first time we are allowing cellars to be included as well. So, the name of the segment suggests that the four of us here have searched our basements, attics, and or cellars to find something wild and wacky to bring to the radio station and talk about here on Brain Damage. So we will start with myself this time, breaking the weeks of tradition. So to pose the question to myself, David M. Green, what is in your basement, attic, or cellar? Well, thank you, me. And, well, I have brought a lovely bottle of wine this evening. To be more specific, it is a bottle of... Grange Hermitage, vintage 1979, bottled 1981. And this wine is of particular sentimental value, as it was the bottle of wine that my mother gave my father on the date of my birth, on May 24th, 1987.
Okay, now correct me if I'm wrong here, David, but isn't that particular brand of wine ridiculously expensive?
It is indeed. I'm not sure if it's current value, but I can tell you back in 87, when it was first bought, it was worth, I think, $500, so... just estimating at this point, it would be several times that, at least several times that amount. Well, I think that went well. Finally, a legitimate little section there. So
that's good. That's good work.
Okay. Well, let's move on to Nick.
Hello.
Hi, Nick. What's in your basement cellar? Sorry, basement attic or cellar, in that order.
Some closer investigation this week yielded that I didn't actually have a cellar in my house either, I'm afraid.
Oh, really?
No basement, no attic, no cellar.
All right, well, that's okay, because Nathan Sherrod is here this week.
Yeah.
Hi, Nathan.
Hey.
What's in your basement, attic, or cellar?
Well, I still don't have a basement, of course, but I found some insulation in my attic and a couple of copies of Jugs in my cellar.
All right, moving on, Matty B, the fourth member of the group.
That's right.
Matty B, tell us all what's in your basement or attic. Or cellar.
Well, do I have a story for you, DMG?
Oh, I love your story.
Okay, this is a census story. So what I'm going to get you to do is, everyone here, just close your eyes.
All right.
So David, close your eyes. Now sniff for me.
Hmm.
Now, what does that smell like?
It was like rotting meat or something.
It smells like a dead hooker. Shazam!
Actually, Matt, I think they prefer the title Sex Industry Networker these days.
Despite the obvious mishaps there, I think...
Dave, could you just move over a little bit? I'm just going to make some room on the desk for this.
I'm actually kind of over as far as I can go.
Okay,
Matt.
Just let me...
Please, you don't need to do
here
that.
Here she comes!
No.
Oh!
My wine! Matty B! No!
Nathan, could you maybe give us a hand? I'll use the hooker. And we'll clean up.
Sure. I can use the insulation even.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Hey, pass me one of those magazines, yeah?
Sure.